everybody. With the holiday season rapidly approaching us and everyone looking for fun and exciting new gifts and gadgets to buy, I decided to invite our friend Håkan Olsom down from the eHome division here at Microsoft to talk about media extenders. Now, obviously, I know what a media extender is, and you do. But maybe some of the people out there don't. So you want to clue them in real fast?
Yeah, so media extenders and new extenders is what you need to take all your great media you have on a Windows Vista PC out to a big screen TV. So all your photos, all your music, all your own video, as well as online videos. And if you have a TV tuner card in your PC, you can even do live and recorded TV.
Very cool. So now, do I need a different media extender for every television? Or one per set?
Yeah, the way it works is that you need a Windows Vista PC to start with.
Right.
And if you have a Windows Vista PC, you probably have Media Center already.
Okay.
Because it's included in all premium and ultimate editions of Windows Vista. Then from there, you can go either over just a wired or even wireless connection out to any room in your house with an extender.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hook the extender up to a TV.
And are most wireless these days?
The new extenders all have built-in wireless capabilities.
Yeah, you would have to, I would think.
Yeah, so you don't have to have a wired network. You can actually even take full high-definition video throughout your house to these extenders. Yeah,
well,
it's really cool.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about some of the ones on the market, some of the ones that, you know, we might be buying for our friends and family this season.
Well, this season, Linksys and D-Link are planning to come out with new extenders. And also, if you're in the market to buy a new TV, you can actually buy the HP Media Smart TVs now, and then they're going to come out with a software update in the first quarter of 2008.
So the TV comes with its own built-in Media Center extender?
It's come with built-in networking functionality, and HP has some software to take your photos and music to your TV. But in the first quarter of 2008, they will come out with a software update that's being downloaded automatically to your TV, so you can start to use it as an extender for your Media Center PC.
Now, would you have any idea of the price on something like that?
Well, the Media Center extender functionality comes built in with the HP TV.
Okay.
The devices from D-Link and Linksys, they range from around $300 up to $350, depending on what it is.
So would that be this? Because I see here we've
got
something with this.
I actually brought one of these cool new devices, and this is one from Linksys.
Mm-hmm.
That actually has
let's just put it here so we can get a nice shot.
All right. And this actually has a built-in DVD player. But it also acts as a full featured extender. And these antennas is for the dual band wireless N, which is built into this extender.
Okay.
And this is also completely quiet because it doesn't have any built-in fans or anything. So,
so
it's a sleek-looking device that is completely quiet. And
so is this one that you would recommend? Is this has all the functionality, everything that you would want from a media extender?
You know, all the new extenders are being certified by Microsoft, so they all have the core functionality that you really want in an extender. So this one, as well as the D-Link one, are really good extenders. The HP TV, when they roll out the new software in first quarter 2008, will have the same functionality.
Now at home, I know, and probably a lot of our viewers out there, we all have Xbox 360s, which also serves as a media extender, correct?
Yep. Excuse me. Yes, Xbox 360 is actually an excellent extender.
That's right.
It has built-in extender functionality. What these offer is, first of all, they're completely quiet.
Yes.
They also have built-in dual-band wireless N functionality. So if you don't have a wired network at home, this is a great way to go. Because if you want to be able to take high-definition content throughout your house on video, you really need high
network
connection.
But if you have a wireless adapter for your 360...
Then you can get up to wireless G,
Which
may or may not work for high definition. So this is the best way to go if you want to go wireless.
Okay, now what about something on the lower end? I mean, there's the Xbox Arcade, right? Well, now that would also serve as an equal extender to this, or you still would go with this?
So all Xbox 360s has built-in extender functionality.
Yeah.
And again, they're great. They work great as extenders, and you can do gaming on them. So
yeah.
It's a great...
There's a little bit of a plus.
Yeah. What they don't have is that they are not completely quiet. There is that noise that a lot of users have told us that they want to get rid of.
Okay.
And secondly, they don't have any built-in wireless functionality.
Okay.
So, again, those are the two main things to get these new.
So if you were to pick one, then you're going to buy it for your mom. This is the one?
This is a great one because it has a built-in DVD player. Because one thing you can't do from an extender is to, you cannot put a DVD into your media center and then watch it from an extender. So it's actually great to have a local extender. So instead of having an extender...
So you can only play the movies that you've downloaded and saved onto your desktop, not just straight from the DVD?
Yeah, if you want to watch a DVD movie in your room where you have your TV, you either need to have this one or an extender and a DVD player.
Well, that is a bonus.
That's a bonus.
Thank you very much. Thank you for stopping by. And we'll have all of these products and websites linked to just over here on the site. And happy holidays from Channel 10.